Flexibility. Whether we're talking about our lives or our communities, when it comes to creating resilience, the principles of flexibility and change go hand in hand. In the 6th century before the Common Era, the Greek philosopher Heraclitus observed the role of change in our lives, stating, quote, "There is nothing permanent except change. Nothing is permanent except change. The only constant is change. Change is the only constant. Change alone is unchanging." End of quote. Saying the same thing in 5 different ways, he leaves little doubt in our minds as to how he sees the role of change in our lives. His famous words are often shared today in an abbreviated form. Science fiction writer Isaac Asimov carried the Greek philosopher's wisdom one step further in the 20th century when he said, quote, "It is change, continuing change, inevitable change that is the dominant factor in society today. No sensible decision can be made any longer without taking into account not only the world as it is, but the world as it will be." End of quote. When the reality of constant change is factored into our plans for resilience, it's easy to see the advantage of being flexible as well. It's our willingness to accept that the plans we've made based upon what we knew to be true when we made them are subject to change at a moment's notice. Our flexibility to adapt to unexpected conditions and then improvise and go to plan B is one of the strongest links we can create in our chain of resilience. The potential tragedy turned success of the Apollo 11 mission not only once but twice is a perfect example of precisely what I mean here. 2 times during the first manned mission to the moon, the plans that had been carefully thought out by the experts had been in place for years and had been described in the training manuals down to the smallest detail had to change at the last minute. Why? Because the situation changed. The key to averting tragedy in the face of the change was flexibility. On the first mission to the moon, one of the most important factors was the total weight that the spacecraft could carry. The men, their spacesuits, their food, their equipment, and their fuel were all carefully weighed and kept to an optimum capacity to ensure the safety of the crew and the mission's success. Only a slim margin of error was built into the plans that could mean the difference between success and failure, or in their cases, life and death. As the astronauts in the lunar module approached the spot designated for their first landing, they could see firsthand that a field of boulders made it more dangerous than it had appeared on the radar screens and in the survey photos. In a last-minute decision, pilot Buzz Aldrin aborted the planned landing site to search for a safer place. As Mission Control nervously witnessed this unanticipated change of plans, Eagle, the lunar lander, found a smoother area and landed successfully, and did so with only 15 seconds of fuel remaining. And when the astronauts were ready to return from the surface of the moon to the orbiting module for their trip back to Earth, they noticed that a backpack had accidentally broken off the only ignition switch that could restart their engines. Once again, flexibility was the key. Thinking as a problem solver, Buzz Aldrin inserted the tip of a ballpoint pen from his pocket into the base of the broken ignition switch. And when the time came, the pin allowed him to manually start the engines that would lift him and the crew from the surface of the moon. While the flexibility to change our routines will probably never carry the magnitude of consequences that the first astronauts experienced on the moon, nonetheless, we'll all face times where our willingness to embrace unexpected changes and to make the best of a situation can save our lives or those of others as well. In creating resilience for natural disasters, for example, there's often the need for multiple contingency plans. In other words, backup plans for the backup plans to be used in the event that the conditions of nature prevent the first backup plan from working. Robert Cherry, MD, should know. Speaking of his personal experience at a Level 1 trauma center in New York City after September 11, 2001, he saw firsthand what can happen when the situation doesn't fit the plan. Quote, he says, you may encounter situations and circumstances that challenge the best-made plans, end of quote. We felt the trauma center was prepared for disasters, he said, until we found things that we simply had not prepared for. As well prepared as the hospital was, the teams discovered problems with the contingency plans, including limited sources of staff, equipment, communications, and fuel. They discovered, for example, that the fuel supply for the backup generators was designed to last for only 36 hours. These were the same generators that powered the life-saving and life-sustaining equipment for the trauma victims. What if there was no additional fuel after the 36 hours? Dr. Cherry's experiences from that time led him to develop new programs at Penn State College of Medicine that now train people to be resilient in precisely such situations. Dr. Cherry sums up the role of flexibility in extreme situations, stating, quote, you have to adopt an emergency plan that allows for change because it's impossible to adapt an inflexible plan during an emergency situation, end of quote.